We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the fourth chapter, the 10th paragraph. Klal Dalet Halacha Yud, page Kuf Chet in these editions. Ve'afal pichen im ro'e adam le'echad mida meguna. If one witnesses, he sees someone with a problematic trait, kegon gava o kas o sha'arei midot rot, he sees him arrogant, angry, or other problematic traits, o shu batlan mitura v'chayotze b'zeh. Or he knows some other bad trait. The guy doesn't learn. He's nachon lo lsaper davar ze livno letalmidav ulaziram shelo yitchavu imo. Sometimes you have to warn people. This guy isn't what you think he is. Sometimes there's a person who's a teacher, but he berates his students, and students can be scarred for life. So you might owe it to your friend to tell him, you know, he might know a lot of Torah, but you might not want to go so close to him because he shames his students, and people have sometimes been hurt by that for life. So he has a weakness, he has a trait, and this trait can stem from knowing a lot. Sometimes when a person knows a lot, they don't have patience for people who know less than them. This is true in the sciences as well. But the Chafetz Chaim says that does not fall under Lashon Hara. Sometimes you have a responsibility to warn people not to connect to this person, lest they learn from his behavior. The rule, what the Torah was warning us in the prohibition of Lashon Hara, even if you're telling the truth, the Torah says, don't say Lashon Hara, im kavanato, that's when his intention is, levazot et chavero, to shame his friend, ולשמוח לקלונו, and on some level you're happy putting him down. אבל אם כוונתו לשמור את חברו, but if your intention is to protect your friend, שלא ילמד ממעשיו, for example, you're worried he's going to learn from that behavior, he's going to think that's appropriate, פשוט דמותר, it's obvious that it's permissible to tell him, ומצווה נמי איקה, and it's even a mitzvah to tell him. So there are instances where when this is true. There are instances where you have to warn a guy.
To the person who might be hurt by such a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it also, you just started the hoop, so is it also going to at some point when you should say to the teacher directly first, when it's not a good idea to take it out with the teacher?
So sometimes you could and sometimes you're not gonna get anywhere. Sometimes you're not going to get anywhere.
Right.
It's a tough call, and that's, sometimes it's worth consulting with someone who has more experience, but sometimes you're not going to get anywhere. That's a question in the laws of Tochacha, but yeah. אך באופן זה וכיוצא בזה נראה דמצווה למספר לבאר הטעם Lama misaper bignuto shel chavero. In this circumstance and things like it, it would seem that you have to explain why it's permissible. Why are you telling him? You have to explain. Kedei shelo yiteh hashomea la'atir al yado yoter mizeh, because otherwise the one who listens to you will think, oh, it's okay to speak badly about people. Now you'll see this comes up. One of the points he's not mentioning yet, we'll discuss later on, is that it has to be objectively true. Sometimes we have a comment about someone and it's very subjective. You feel like he's not nice enough. You feel like he's not caring enough. Maybe other people are perfectly happy with him.
So what is an example of objective? If he's, I don't know, talking very poorly to students?
Teacher said to kids in elementary school, you guys are disrupting my class, and I'm not sure how many of you will live the coming year. Rosh Hashanah is around the corner. That's a problematic teacher.
Okay?
He told the kids they might not live, and he invokes God, right? Rosh Hashanah is coming up, you're bothering my class, and who knows how many of you will live the rest of the year. That's not a joke, you know, that's a real problem. I'm telling you a true story from this year. So there are instances where there's nothing to talk about, where the guy really doesn't belong in front of a class. I could give more examples, but I think you see the point. There are instances where, no, children should not be subjected to that type of talk. So a parent asks you, I'm considering switching my kid into that class. I see they're a very nice class. You probably should tell him. I wouldn't recommend that. Here's what the Rebbe said. You can quote the facts. And it's important to explain why you're telling the other party, because otherwise they'll think that you're a hypocrite. Kipam yomalo, because there'll be times where you'll say, Shasu lesaper afilu alemet. You'll say, I can't tell you that. And he'll say, but I'm asking you the truth. And you'll say, even though it's the truth, it's lashon hara. And that's what we'll see later on. And now you yourself are going and telling him that you're going to have this with your own kids. Your kids are going to see a guest. A guest is going to come into the house and going to behave in a manner that's inappropriate. Now, kids have this uncanny way of catching the weird things and trying to emulate them. You know, the guest that comes to your house and decides that he could take the salad onto his whole plate and just pour it all out on his plate. So the kids are not going to think, gee, I never saw anyone else do that. They'll think, that's cool. Next Shabbos, I'm doing that. So you owe it to your kids after the guest leaves to tell them, you know, that person didn't, you could say it's unfortunate he didn't have parents to teach him. You could say he didn't notice that salad bowl was for the whole table. However you'll put it to the children, part of your responsibility as an educator is to tell them. Now, if you explain and you say, ordinarily we don't talk about other people, but you guys have to know what's appropriate behavior and what's inappropriate behavior. So that's, sometimes it's not necessary. They're going to figure it out. But sometimes it is necessary. So here the Chafetz Chaim says, explain it to them. So that way people will understand. There are instances where someone tells other people incorrect halachic rulings. That's what the Chafetz Chaim ends off with. You owe it to the people to say, that's wrong. You can't listen to that person. I think that for us, that's not so relevant. You would have to do a lot of homework to be confident that what someone said was wrong. We haven't yet been exposed to the sources he's referencing. So you really have to check that one out. But at the end of the day, there can be instances where you have to do that. Yes? Yeah, he began this chapter, he began this section, and he said, you might have to warn, he said, his children or his students. So that's where it's more relevant. It is, it's very relevant with regards to your kids. Sometimes your kids will have a friend, and you want to offer that friend a home. You want to have that friend in your house. On the other hand, you can't have your kids learning from them. The child's going to use foul language. The child doesn't know how to share. The child has all kinds of issues. If it's your daughter, it could be that the girl she's inviting over doesn't dress modestly, doesn't speak modestly. We try to choose our kids' friends that they should be a positive influence. And sometimes we also try to be kind to children who do not have such a positive influence. It's a balancing act. Well, the only way you can do that is if your children have a very clear understanding of what's right and wrong, which will involve sometimes telling them, you know, so-and-so's wrong. I remember when we came to, we had this on a million fronts, a guest that takes out their cell phone in the middle of Shabbos. So the kids are like looking at me and they're like, how about that's a cool thing to do. A guest that shows up on Shabbos with an umbrella. So he didn't know we don't use umbrellas on Shabbos. Nope, we don't. So there are all kinds of examples you run into, and your job is to keep your kids with a perspective of what's right and wrong. Not only chinuch. I once looked into someone for a shidduch, and I got problematic information, really problematic information. One of their main references said things that would really convince someone not to marry that girl. And I was helping one of our students do research. He thought it was very serious. And part of what I had said to myself is that if this shidduch does not work out, then I have to call up this young lady and tell her that she should rethink her references, or she should have a friend call up and find out what her references are saying about her. You know, you call up a friend, you say, can you call my references, make believe you're looking into me, and see what they say. Because I felt I owe it to her, she should at least know what's being said about her behind her back. And then she married our student. So it wasn't relevant. But sometimes there are instances where you see someone's doing something harmful to someone else. You have to warn them. Or at least give them the tools to protect themselves.
It can be very damaging for life.